And to come for you.
Welcome to Seriously Awkward.
Thank you. I feel so amazed right now that I'm getting so much applause right now. I mean, Nate, take a bow. Get up there and say something.
Whoa, that was just like,
and then I'll start talking again. And I know. It's not my fault. Nate,
we're back
at this thing. We never really stopped. Part of the problem right now is I am not uploading my the podcast that we have. I have a bunch of them. Yeah. We have two of them that you've probably about to listen to already, or you've listened to, and you're like, why is there a big gap in between? It's because I've been in the process of doing things, and I forget to. Like, we record the podcast, I put it on the computer, and then I usually have to take off and go do something, and then I just don't get back to it. So, it's terrible time management on my part, and I don't know what else to say besides it's all Nate's fault.
What?
So it was better when Michael did all this part, even though a lot of times I would still have to get in on him and say, hey, just so you know, do you remember to release the podcast?
Well, remember, didn't he like upload it with a date to be released? Can't you do that?
Yeah, I can totally do all those things.
Okay.
I just forgot to do it. And for a little bit. So I've redone our studio area that we're going to be starting to record from. We're still doing Zoom. Eventually here, when Nate can get out of his cave, he'll come over here. But right now, I redid the area where we record. There's still more things that I'm going to do to it. But right now, it's a lot better. We have walls. I put up a new wall. A door to separate it. I'm going to put up some soundproofing stuff. So, I don't know. It's in progress. And we're going to have a place where if Nate wants to come over and we want to stream for the night or do something, we can do something like that, which would be cool.
So we'll have to start a Twitch channel or something so we can podcast live and then be streaming.
Right, we can do this a little bit more professional-ish.
What?
So, Nate, how are you? How are things going?
Not too bad. Working. That's about it. Working. got some good news. Gonna be getting the new Xbox on Wednesday. It's in transit right now.
Nice.
And
you paid the $13,000 for it, right?
Yep. Dang scalpers be freaking buying it when it came out and then put it in on eBay and Amazon for like $800-900.
Yeah, the average I looked at it when you were like, oh, I got one. I looked up and the average was around $1,100 for one of the new Xboxes. Seems a little bit high.
For the actual price, if you were to get it from the retail, if retail stores actually had it, would be like $500. That's for like the 1 terabyte.
Right.
Highest model. $399 if you get the digital version.
So I'm wondering if that is going to push back all their releases that they were going to release on it, and they just are like, well, a lot of people can't even get the Xbox.
Probably not.
Do you think they're just going to release the games on time or whatever? Or I would take the opportunity to be
they're still releasing them for the Xbox One. So it's basically Xbox One, PlayStation 4, then the PlayStation 5, Xbox X. I just got Madden, and since I now have the new one, I will be able to. That's what they're doing is like they, if you get like a certain version of the game, then it's a free upgrade to
right.
the
right.
If it comes out for it, right? So like Madden, get the free upgrade.
I
don't think there was any.
here's my problem, Nate. I don't have the new Xbox, and that's sad. I'm very sad about that. I have the old Xbox, and it works great for me right now. I don't play enough.
How often do you play? So I mean,
not enough. Would I like the new Xbox? Of course I would. Of course, Nate. I would love to have that thing mounted on my wall in the most hot location possible. Like just mounted right there. Do some mounting. Probably a little ways away from the heater, so it's not too hot, but it is hot. And
we're still talking about the Xbox? I'm confused.
Wait, what? No, what? When did we start talking about the Xbox?
I didn't think we were. So.
Oh, okay.
Double checking.
Nate. So.
Yes.
I find the whole Xbox thing very confusing because there's an Xbox, Xbox One, Xbox X, Xbox S, Xbox One X, Xbox Series X, Xbox. I forgot Xbox 360. That's probably the easiest one out of all of them.
It was Xbox 360 and then Xbox One.
Right.
But then they had to go with Xbox One Series X, right. Which is like the latest model of the Xbox One. And then there's like the Xbox, the newest one, that what is Xbox X or something like that.
Right.
It's not Xbox One X.
And then there's the Series X. But then they also have the X, and then they have the X without the
they have
CD
the,
thing.
Which I think there's a little bit, tiny bit of a difference in the power, too. We talked in one of the podcasts, you can go back. We basically read the specs of the PlayStation 5, digital and non-digital, and then the Xbox, because the Xbox was a little bit more powerful than the PlayStation 5. But I think the standard ones were a little bit more, just tiny bit, not much was different.
Right. I don't know. It's very confusing.
Looking forward to getting that. I gotta upgrade my.
What's the first game you're gonna play with it? Madden.
Because
if it's
I don't think so. Because
if it's Madden, I feel like we should take that Xbox away from you.
It'll probably be. I don't know. Because I'll have Game Pass, so I'll be able to play many of games.
You will have a plethora of games to play? Is that what you're saying?
And most games are coming out day one on Game Pass.
Okay.
So, the new Forza game looks pretty amazing. I want to play Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
I played a little bit of that one.
Of course, there's Madden, but
When
I don't want to get into Madden until September, because then they're going to upgrade their for their franchise mode, they're going to upgrade their scouting. So scouting is going to get an overhaul. So that won't come out until September. So I don't want to like start a franchise and then
Right.
Because he starts counting in week three. So I want that to be updated.
I played the latest Assassin's Creed. It came free with my computer. I played it a little bit. That's as far as I've played it. Probably an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Did you get to like the? Because I've seen a little bit of the gameplay, and there's like, you're in a clan, you're like your clan or whatever they're called, and then she ends up getting, because your character is called like Wolf something, like Wolf Bite, or
I don't remember.
You get bit by a wolf. I remember that.
Oh, so but, yeah. I didn't even make it that far.
Oh. Well.
I made it to the beginning of the game. And then I went exploring. And that's about it.
Sounds like what you would do.
Yeah.
Someone just needs to give you a save file of the full completed game so you can just go and explore.
Yeah, that would be a great way. That's probably the perfect way.
You'd be OP. You'd be way OP. So anybody that tried to attack you, a couple hits, they're dead.
Yeah.
And you can just go explore.
That's what I need, Nate.
That's what you need.
I feel like they should have a version of each game that you could buy where you just buy the end game. And then you just kind of explore around the game. If I can do that, that would be amazing.
Sounds really boring.
Why?
Maybe not for you, but I mean.
A lot of times, as long as it's not like one of those Zelda things where once you beat the boss, you can't go, like, you can go back into the place, but everything's empty. Like, if I have the chance to go back and defeat the bosses again, but I'm OP or whatever. I don't know. Never mind.
Well, Nate. So, like, that's kind of where I'm at in Cyberpunk. It's like the main mission. It's like, I go up to the place and it's like, if you enter, this is like the point of no return. So you can't do further side quests. So I've basically been doing just side quests. That's honestly probably the first game that I will play on it is Cyberpunk.
How far are you basically at the end of the game and you just won't beat the game?
I don't think I'm at the end of the game. I don't know, actually. I don't know how, like, I've just been stuck doing side quests. Like, I just got Johnny Silverhand's car, the Porsche.
Okay. So, Nate, you've been waiting for that game forever. Did it live up to expectation? Did they upgrade it at all? Did they make it worth playing? Or is it still kind of eh?
So, I really enjoy playing it. It's a game where you need time to play, though. Like, if you're going to try to expect to play for just a half an hour or pick up and play, you're not going to be able to do it. Because to me, I just get, like, I played a couple weeks ago, both days off, basically just played nonstop because I was just too enthralled with trying to get these side missions done, level up a little bit, to kind of get as much as I can before I continue on with the main story.
Right.
And so, to me, I'm I am okay with where the game's at.
Okay.
It is kind of funny to see people compare. Like, so you got Cyberpunk, and it was compared to, like, the old Grand Theft Auto, the new Grand Theft Auto, or what was it? It was, like, Grand Theft Auto and Far Cry, I think. So, like, they were shooting water. And they had all three of them lined up. And there's no splashes in Cyberpunk. You got beautiful splashes in Grand Theft Auto 5. And then you got, you still got splashes in this other game, which is like 10 years old. And then like shooting tires of cars, shoot a tire and it would, Grand Theft Auto, it slowly deflates unless you shoot it multiple times, and then it deflates faster. Cyberpunk, it didn't deflate. You kind of got the sound effect, but there was really nothing. So, and then it still has bugs. Still, but I think the actual gameplay of it and the visual of the game outweighs that a lot.
Okay.
So that honestly would probably be the first game that I play. It's continuing that one. And then hopefully be able to get a new PC here soon and be able to start streaming again.
And you're getting a laptop, right?
Yeah.
That's what all the kids do nowadays, is laptops.
Those laptops. Get them laptops.
Get them laptops. Okay. Well, I mean,
I don't know if it, so I don't, real quick, I don't know if we had touch base with it last time, because I know that we were talking about the Steam Deck. Because I believe it was confirmed that Xbox Game Pass will work with it, just so you know.
So
it was confirmed. I don't remember if we had talked about that on the last podcast or not, but supposedly
So as far as I know, last time we talked, the Xbox Game Pass was not confirmed.
Okay, well, I think it was just confirmed.
Okay.
Not that really, I mean, still kind of weird that you could tell me that I could play Cyberpunk, a game that needs like the latest of everything for a PC on like a handheld.
Right, but remember, you can have higher detail, but the picture quality is not going to be, it's not 1080p, it's around 7 or so. But since it's condensed, it makes it look more like 1080.
Huh.
Does that make sense?
A little bit, yeah.
So usually on a giant monitor, they have to have this, you have to stretch out the pixels to the width of the thing. So if you do a 700 and whatever on a monitor, it's going to look terrible because you stretch out those pixels to 700. Basically, I think it's per line, or I don't remember how they do it. So 700 pixels across and down or whatever. But if you do 700 and you shrink it down into about 4 inches, then that's a lot in a small compressed area. So
gotcha.
It just makes it look nicer, but it also makes it so it can run higher with less power.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Does that make sense, Nate?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Perfect. Still, I don't know. Still kind of iffy, I guess.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how it is and everything like that once everything is done.
Especially with the pricing. Once they come out with the pricing and say this is this much, and then because we were talking about on the website, it says that it has the dock, which is not included, so it's going to be extra. So how much is that to be able to connect like your mouse and keyboard? So for those of you that want to play the games with mouse and keyboard. Yeah, but other than that, you and I went and saw Free Guy.
Yeah.
Free Guy!
So we're going to switch. I guess what we will do here is we will switch to different topics, Nate.
Can we not switch to different topics?
No, we can switch to different topics. I need to...
You want to talk about another topic?
No, that's fine. You just kind of transitioned us, and I didn't get a chance to do anything, and it's just kind of sad.
Do you want to?
No, well, it's...
Do you have video games to talk about?
No, you kind of ruined it for me. That's going to do...
Hi, Ben.
It's going to do this huge thing, this extravagant thing, and...
No, you weren't.
And now, I just don't feel like doing it. There was going to be music and dancing, and there was probably going to be... I was going to have one of the people from Star Wars drop in, and they were going to say something, and they were going to talk about the new season of Mandalorian, but you know what? We're just going to skip it. We're just going to roll right through that.
Has there been anything confirmed about the new season of Mandalorian?
They confirmed that it's happening. They confirmed two things. One, that's happening, and that the other thing that was confirmed is that the Boba Fett show is going to be 90% action and him going around just killing things.
I mean, technically, they're both bounty hunters, so...
Right.
That's cool.
So, Nate, let's talk about Free Guy. Free Guy! This is a movie that we have been wanting to see for, I don't know, has it been 2 years now?
Well, I think they announced it before COVID, and then it was supposed to come out the year that COVID happened.
Right.
Then it was like, oh, hey, we're going to push it back because nobody's going to theaters. And then...
I want to say that this movie was supposed to come out almost 3 years ago, and it got pushed back, and then... During COVID, they were like, all right, let's finally release this thing. And then it got pushed back again.
Well, I think it was supposed to come out in 2020.
Okay. Okay.
The beginning of 2020, because the end of 2019, or the beginning of 2020 was the beginning of COVID. So I want to say like the middle of 2020 was when it was supposed to come out. So, but you've heard about it, 2019.
Right.
End of 2019. So, yeah. Almost coming up on 2 years.
Right.
But we did finally go see it.
We did finally go see it. Nate, Nate, what?
No, you, David.
Yes.
You didn't seem very enthused with it.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Afterwards, you just didn't seem like you liked it or like.
No, I liked it. It was a great movie.
What? Okay. I'm just saying, you didn't seem like you liked it.
What do you want from me? Do you want me to just, like, be beaming from ear to ear, crying because I finally saw this movie?
I mean, yeah. Nope.
That's a bit much, Nate. That's a bit much.
Well, I guess I'm a bit much. Maybe so I should...
What's the premise of this film? This film that we've been wanting to see for the last 18 years.
All right, so it's almost like a Grand Theft Auto style. It's basically a video game. Oh my gosh, why am I drawing a blank of this guy's name?
Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds is like just one of like an NPC of this game. Gameplay takes place in Free City, which is basically,
Free City is basically
almost like an island kind of.
This game is a mix between Grand Theft Auto and what's that other stupid game that everybody plays?
I'd say more like Grand Theft Auto because there was no building.
That's true. So,
but I mean, like, there's missions that people are going on. So one of the missions is like a bank heist. Well, he's an NPC in that mission. He works at the bank, and basically, the embassy role is to...
Basically, his job is to go to the bank every day. Somebody robs the bank. He gets on the ground. The bank teller says, nobody move. Nobody gets hurt. It'll be okay. And that type of thing happens to him every single day.
Yep. He wakes up, says hi to his little goldfish.
He says hi to his goldfish. He goes to get a cup of coffee.
And everybody gets the same thing. It's like black coffee with sugar and like the premise of the movie is they're on the real world. This game company, there's these two people that are basically built this game, and a bigger game company like took their coding and used it for their game, but turned everything different. So turned this city Grand Theft Auto style game and built it using their coding, which their game was meant for like NPCs to grow and live. And
they basically created a Sim City game.
Yeah, almost like a Sim City game. But it was like Eden style, beautiful landscape and all that stuff. And
right. So you have two programmers that created this game that was basically, they created like a Sim City game where the AI in the game is supposed to learn and kind of grow and grow into his own little character. This other company bought the program from them, but instead of releasing that program, which was what they were doing, they scrapped the game and created this other game, Free City. What you find out later is that they used the programming for Free City from that game, and they never, the two programmers were supposed to get paid if they released anything using this programming from that game. They never got paid for it. So they're kind of in the hunt to figure out, you know, is this our game? Is it not our game? Like,
and the main character, the regular programmers that created the coding, the head of the other company that bought their coding, is like trying to be smart about it. And he's like, well, I'll hire this guy and he'll work for me. So then he signs a non-disclosure and he can't sue me. Whereas now his partner, this chick, is left by the wayside, and she's basically in this game trying to find remnants of the fact that they used their coding when they said that they didn't.
Right. She plays the game in order to find, to be a detective. Yes. And look for coding.
And that's when she runs into Ryan Reynolds and Free Guy.
And so Free Guy is just a character in the game. Blue shirt guy. All he's supposed to do is do the bank thing every single day. That's all he does.
Until one day
he decides that he doesn't want just a black cup of coffee. He would like something different. He wanted a cappuccino.
Cappuccino or something. And everybody was freaking out. Like,
all the other NPCs are just like, is he like broken or something like that? And Ryan Reynolds' character kind of notices out of the corner of the eye that this tank starts pointing at him. And then he's like, oh no, never mind. I'll just have a black coffee.
Just have a coffee with sugar.
Right. So that basically starts the program going. Basically, what happens in the movie is that he starts to become a little bit, he kind of figures out.
Starts learning. Like, he is their program, and he starts learning.
Yeah, and he starts learning. So he kind of figures things out.
He's like, someone comes in to do this mission, trying to rob the bank. And he's like, nope, not today. And he takes a gun, and the person that's on the other side of this character, they're like, what's going on? And Ryan Reynolds,
he accidentally shoots the guy.
Here, and something happens, and he ends up shooting and killing the guy.
Right.
And so the character's like.
So the big thing in the game is that all the characters in the game are just normal people, but the sunglasses guys, the people that have sunglasses on, those are all the actual players of the game. And those people can do whatever they want in the game. The people that live there in the town, they can only do what they were supposed to do. So he's like, I want to be one of the sunglass people. So he tries to take the sunglasses from this one guy and ends up accidentally killing him.
Yep. And then that starts winding up the learning process, because then he's like, has sunglasses, he goes outside, and then he sees like everything that they see. So like start mission, garage. It showed it in the previews. There's like health packs on the ground. A guy, I think he crashes in front of him or something, and he dies. So he drops money. So then he picks up this money, and it like goes into his account.
Yeah.
Earlier in the movie, he like goes into his account and he only has like $200. And he's looking at these shoes, and they're like $5,000 or whatever, whatever credits, which is usually meant for people that are actually playing the game. And sure enough, he ends up buying them, which they have perks, which comes in later. But yeah, it's a lot of like video game references. I thought it was freaking hilarious when, the one guy was in it. Channing Tatum is in there for a brief few scenes. He does some Magic Mike style dancing, which is pretty funny. And the guy that's controlling him, I think, is pretty funny, because it's like a nerdy kid,
right,
that probably like lives at home. And he's like streaming, and his mom is like doing some chores, and he's like, "Mom, I'm streaming. What are you doing?" Da 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 da. And you can hear him yelling, but you see it coming from Channing Tatum's mouth, which is kind of funny.
There's a lot of really good, great comedy in this film, and. Yeah. I would like to say that I think it's probably one of the best video game movies I've ever seen.
Yeah, me too. And one of my favorite movies is Ready Player One.
Ready Player One was a really good movie. I really enjoyed that one, but I think this one tops it.
I do too.
And there's so many game references, hidden references, movie quotes, and stuff like that. There's one part that's really hilarious where Ryan Reynolds' character, Free Guy, once he learns about the game, he learns about all these other things that you can buy. And he bought like Captain's American shield, and somebody goes to punch him and he puts up the shield. And and there's a pretty funny line that comes out of that.
Well, because right after he pulls that out and he blocks the punch, it switches, because people who are streaming this, they're seeing it on live. So, like, it's real people watching this unfold on TV or whatever, or online or whatever. And it's actually, is it Chris Evans?
Yeah, Chris Evans.
So, Chris Evans, it's actually him sitting in, like, a coffee shop, and he's like, wait, what? Or something. There's like something like right after he did it, and it, so yeah, just like little things like that.
There's a whole bunch of little details in this movie that just makes it's got It's very intelligent. It's very funny. It's got great action, and it's got a good plot. All uh-huh. things combined to make one of the best video game movies I've seen. Yes. So I would suggest go see that. Go see Free Guy. Download it, stream it, whatever. I don't even know if it's in the theater anymore.
I think it might be.
I don't know. Right now, it's weird. A lot of the movies that are going into the theaters are not there that long, which is strange to me.
Well, hopefully it's going to be on DVD soon because I want to buy it.
Well, like Jungle Cruise came out. And it wasn't even in the theater that long. And we had to go see it on a Monday because we wanted to go see it. But it was going to be out of the theater by Saturday, the next Saturday. And we're like, we have to go see it now.
It might be because it's on Disney Plus. So it might be like contract wise or something.
Right.
Because Disney Plus needs to make money for people to sign up for the premium. To be able to watch it, because I think it comes out. I think it's like a
it's released
month same. Or two, right?
No,
it's, well, I mean it's no, it comes out right, but I mean it's on premium, so you have to have the premium. But I think after a couple months, it just goes to regular.
Yes, after about 3 or 4 months, you can just watch it. You can stream and watch it.
Yeah.
Or it costs $29 when it originally comes out, which it seems expensive. For watching at home, you're going to probably pay more than that in the theater, but...
Well, ticket was $13, popcorn,
But the experience is not the same.
True.
Going to the theater, giant screen, popcorn, a giant drink, and being surrounded by a bunch of people watching the same thing. It doesn't compare.
It definitely was nice to be back into a theater, especially when there's people, because to hear other people be like laughing at.
Right. So Nate and I went and saw this one together. Yep. And I believe it was Nate's first film that he's seen in the theater since all this pandemic has gone on.
The only other one was the one that you and I went to. Before that,
which one is that?
I forgot.
It was so long ago, you forgot?
Yeah.
That's funny.
But we went to that theater. What did we go see?
I don't know. I don't remember. We see things. I see movies. And they're funny. And they're good. I don't remember
the last one. Was it? It's gonna drive me insane.
That's fine. So
what would you rate it?
That's what I was just about to say to you. Oh. What would you rate Free Guy, Nate?
I'm gonna give it a 10.
You're gonna give it a 10?
Yep.
I will give it a high 9.5 out of 10. It was a great movie. I just don't give 10s.
Well, this was one of my favorite movies of this year. I can't wait for Top Gun, which comes out, I think, towards the end of the year.
There's a lot of good movies coming out.
And then what's the other one?
I don't know. Which one do you want to talk about, Jane? You got James Bond that's finally coming out. You have Ghostbuster that's finally coming out. There's a lot of previews.
Ghostbuster looks good.
There's a lot of previews for the newest Spider-Man No Way Home.
I didn't see the original No Way Home. Or what's...
It's Far From Home.
Far From Home, yeah. Far From Home, No Way Home.
You should see it. It's a really good movie. And this one ties directly into where it left off, apparently.
Okay.
And this one goes into... they're really leaning into multi-universe type thing, which I have very mixed feelings about. Because I feel like you had the main Marvel movies that came out, the Iron Man, the Thor, and everything like that. They were kind of a straight line film where you had a big bad and a whole bunch of people had to team up to fight the big bad. The new one is you're still going to have a big bad, but it's going to be from all these different universes and different new characters, and it's a lot of side characters, and I'm not sure how well it's going to do compared to the original group. I don't know how much people are going to invest into multi-universe type things for the general populace, but I don't know. We'll see what happens.
So we had this conversation. I said something, and you're like, well, was there a body? No. Then you went and saw her movie.
Right. Black Widow.
Mentioned this thing she said in there. Yes. There's a line where she said, well, was there a body?
Right.
And then literally, what, 2 weeks after that movie came out on Disney Plus, they cut ties with Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, so that is a tricky situation right there. Do you know what's going on with that whole thing?
No. I just remember seeing that we were talking about it, and it was like literally a few days after that. So it was like a couple weeks after the movie came out, we did a podcast and we were talking about it, and you're like, well, was there a body?
Right.
I'm like, no.
So the interesting thing is that's going on, who knows? They may get back together with her. I don't know. But I personally think that, you know, like I said, was there a body? In the world of film, unless you actually bury the thing or you cremate the person, basically the person has a chance to come back.
I don't think that's how it works, but yeah. Okay.
There's multiple movie universes. Yes. They could have like Captain America brings back the stone, because that's what he was supposed to do, which when he brought the stone back, could have released her from her death or whatever, could have brought her back to life. I don't know. You could have used the time stone on her and brought her back to life. There's many different ways to bring somebody back to life in these type of things.
In the Loki series, he literally is looking for whatever, I forgot what he was looking for, the Tesseract, and he opens a drawer and there's a bunch of stones in there.
Right. Right. And so also you can, their time travel, they did that last one. Why don't you go back? So you beat Thanos, so you go back and you travel back in time and you save her from falling to her death. I don't know. There's many ways they could do this. So what happened though is that Black Widow, Scarlett Johansson, had a contract with Disney.
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson had a contract with Disney that this contract, because this movie has been delayed almost as much as Free Guy movie. It was supposed to come out a long time ago and it didn't come out. We had the pandemic and theaters had to figure out different ways to make money. In the process, Disney Plus happened. They started releasing things onto Disney Plus, streaming and downloading for free, and plus the $29.99 for the first 3 months or whatever. So, in the process of that, Scarlett Johansson had a contract that she got a percentage of box office money from the theater from the release of her movie. That was pre-COVID. So her movie comes out almost a year and a half later. Everything has changed. People aren't going to theaters as much right now. And people are doing a download, more streaming type of thing. Problem is her contract was for her to get a percentage of the box office, but not streaming. So she was promised a certain amount of money to reach. And because of way things came out and everything like that, unfortunately, they didn't have a contract that said they couldn't release it on Disney Plus. So the amount of money that she made from the movie was she made a lot off the movie, but it was cut in about half or a quarter of what she would have made.
Right. I think that kind of falls into, again, I'm bad with names, so I forget her name.
Well, so she was going for the Robert Downey Jr. for most of the movies, did not make money off of his for acting in these films. He got a percentage of the box office, which allowed him to have just, he raked in the money for that. So Scarlett Johansson saw that deal and was like, I will do the same type of deal. Unfortunately, it backfired on her hugely.
Who was Thor's girlfriend in the original Thor? Do you recall her name?
Yes, I do. I can't remember. Natalie Portman.
Yeah, so Natalie Portman, she had that kind of contract in the Star Wars movies where she got a percentage of any like action figure type sales or any like
right
memorabilia type sales. So she made like a ton of money.
Right. So there is the percentage way you can make money, or you can get the lump sum like right away. A good percentage of the time, if you go for the percentage thing, you're going to make a ton more money than what you are going to make up front. But there's a lot of caveats on it that I don't know how well this is going to perform. It could be the greatest movie of all time that comes out, or it could be a giant flop. And if it's a giant flop, then you get nothing for this movie. You barely make even.
Yeah.
So Scarlett Johansson, because she didn't make the amount of money that she wanted, and that she was promised, basically, I don't know if it was her or if it was lawyers. Her lawyers decided to sue Disney over the fact of the dispute. And Disney was just like, it wasn't in the contract. So basically we can do what we want and times have changed. So basically kind of suck it.
I mean, yeah, pretty much, because I mean, it really sucks, but...
Oh, it 100%, it sucks, because I really enjoyed her film. I enjoy her acting and everything like that. But she took the gamble, and she lost on that, and then her lawyers decided that we're going to sue for that point, and that allowed Disney to say, well, we're going to cut ties with you, unfortunately. Which she probably
they made the movie technically in their eyes.
In their eyes,
many people, she's dead, right?
Right.
So
in their eyes, they fulfilled the contract that they originally signed. It was released into theaters. She made a certain amount of money off it. They didn't say anything about streaming. Streaming wasn't a thing at that time.
So I didn't know about that, but I did. I mean, obviously, just heard the.
So I don't know the full details on everything, and I don't know any hidden information. This is just what was out and about. It could have changed and stuff like that, but as far as I know, this is what I know to have happened. If you've heard different things, you can DM me or something like that. It's a very interesting thing. It's very unfortunate. She could have came back if she would have just been quiet about it.
Right, so if she was just quiet about it, didn't make as much as she wanted off this movie, and then they're like, oh yeah, we're going to bring you back. Be like, all right, this is what I need to get paid.
Yeah, pretty much. She could have, you know, new contract. Also, because of this incident, it's going to be in the contracts of every single Disney, you know, Marvel film that goes on forward. So.
Well, I'd almost think that it would be in any contract. So whether it be you put the streaming proceeds into it, like how many people. Well, I mean, I don't know if you could track that.
Right. Yeah. I don't know how you would track all that stuff, but I'm sure.
You could probably track how many people watch the movie. Obviously, sure. You could probably track that. And then, but for someone that already has the premium, and then this movie comes onto premium and they watch it, it's not like they're spending the, or they're adding new. So you almost have to like do a percentage of the new.
Right.
Premium buyers.
Yeah. I would
that think, come on when my movie is released.
Right. And you would have to.
And it, at that point, I don't, you know, probably wouldn't be specific.
So yeah. I don't know.
I'd just rather just be like, I want to make 2.5 million or however much they normally make on a movie.
Right. It's a lawyer thing to figure out. I don't know. I do know it's kind of I'm caught on both ends on this. My thoughts are, did Disney fulfill their end of the contract? Yes, they did. Did they do it in kind of a shady way? Yes, they did. So,
is Disney
is,
shady?
Is
yes, they are.
Right. Is she in the right to go after Disney to get the rest of what she is owed for this? It's up to her to decide that. And it's kind of one of those things. Well, if you either you take the it's you're going to take a hit, and it's just an unfortunate situation, which is very frustrating because I really enjoyed the movie. So yeah, I don't know what else to say, Nate. Do you have any other shows you want to bring up real quickly, or? I wanted to talk about the Suicide Squad, but I don't think we have enough time for that. I would say this. The new Suicide Squad movie, 1,020% way better than the original Suicide Squad. James Gunn, you are the man. There's barely anything you put out that I don't enjoy. But I would say go see it. It, like I told Nate, don't get attached to characters because everybody's up for grabs on who's going to die.
One thing that I thought was kind of weird, and it was, so I made it, I didn't watch the full movie yet. I made it to the part where they are basically entering the their destination where they're trying to get to. But right before that, they infiltrate what they think is like a bandit camp. And they go around and they kill all these bandits. Come to find out, it's actually
it's also the good guys.
It's the good guys. Oh. There's one particular part that was in there that I didn't really understand why it had to be in the movie, and it was the naked guy.
Which naked guy?
There's a naked guy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No, like naked. he literally, they're killing people, and then this guy like walks out, and it's like full frontal, and I'm just like, and he gets killed, and I'm just like, why?
Because this was just a whole scene about. I can kill better than you. And to come to find out, these were not the type of people you were supposed to kill in the first place.
Yeah, so they get it going to like the last person and the head of their like crew is just sitting there talking to the
chilling there.
his shoulder, and he's like, they're like, wait, what are you doing? They're like, oh, these, this is so-and-so. She's the head of
the resistance.
Resistance. And then they like, they're like, oh, so then they get up and they're kind of walk out and they're like, where is everybody?
Right. About that.
Suicide Squad's kind of, everybody's kind of like looking at each other. Yeah. So about that.
Right. So, yeah.
Sorry. But yeah, so that was, it's a good movie. I like up until the parts that I've seen.
I would say John Cena is great in it.
Yeah, like their little
Sylvester
little
Stallone
back and forth.
Right, their back and forth is great. Sylvester Stallone as King Shark is hilarious in this. Polka Dot Man, he's pretty great. Rat Catcher 2, she's a good character. All the characters are basically great. So,
I the very beginning,
and
when
no one
jumping
else
out of the plane,
right?
The mouse looking guy, I don't even know what he is.
He's a weasel.
Oh, the weasel. So he hits the water and he ends up drowning because he can't swim. And the head of the security, he's like, so nobody cared to
find out
if people can swim. Like, you're just gonna put these guys.
Yeah.
I honestly think he was the first one that died because he hit the water and
yeah,
he drowned like right away.
Yeah, he was definitely like one of the first people to die.
It was funny because the whole like the beginning, the first couple minutes when they're all like getting together, it's like you kind of get attached to him because he's kind of funny looking. He's kind of funny, and then he hits the water and he's like splashing around and then he drowns and you're like, oh. And then it goes to like the base camp and they're like looking at each other like no one cared to ask, find out if this he could swim. Like, we're dumping these people in the freaking edge of the ocean and nobody.
Right.
Well, they all got bets on who would survive. They're like, they're passing money back and forth. But yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
Definitely better than the first one.
So much better than the first one. The first one was a terrible movie. It had some redeeming qualities, but for the most part, not good. This one, the big bad, is good.
And it's rated R.
Yeah.
So there's so much, like, the blood and gore is, like, on point
right
for rated R.
Yeah, so I would suggest go see it or stream it or whatever you guys do nowadays. I don't know what people do anymore.
HBO, stream it.
Yeah, it was a good one. I still suggest going to see that one in the theater because that type of movie is just better in the theater.
I don't even know if it's in the theater anymore.
I don't know either. I saw it in the theater.
Oh, that one was out before. You might be able to just stream it now.
I don't know, Nate. I can't keep up.
I don't know either.
Anyways, I feel like we need to end this.
Yeah.
Because it's been like an hour and something.
Oh, minutes. You're going to have to edit this.
I'm not going
to
edit it.
Thank you for listening to Seriously Awkward and Friends. Please like, subscribe our Facebook page, and think about becoming a Patreon member. And listen next week.
Hey, I kind of did that a little bit before. I was supposed to do that. Push the button earlier.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
No.
Until next time. Wait, what?
Yeah. All right. Bye, Nate.
Bye.